The government shutdown hits the four-week mark today, and negotiations in Washington are still stalled. Meanwhile, federal workers deemed essential continue to work without pay. That includes more than 1,000 workers at the Phoenix Indian Medical Center, which is part of Indian Health Service, a federal health program for American Indians and Alaska Natives. St. Mary's Food Bank has its mobile pantry out there this morning, handing out food for workers to take home. And KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins is there as well, and he's on the line with us. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So set the atmosphere for us. What's going on, where you are, number of people, mood, that kind of thing.
Well, I'm here at 16th Street and Indian School at the Pima Indian Medical Center. They expect about 1,000 people here today. PIMC provides health care to more than 140,000 tribal members. And so what we have here today are the staff. There are surgeons, there are doctors, there are nurses, there are administrative staff that are here. Really long lines of cars and people that have, you know, come out from the facility. And then we've got tons of St. Mary's staff members that are handing out, you know, grocery bags, boxes full of food goods for the staff members here.
Okay. Have you been able to talk with anyone who actually works at the medical center?
I have. I spoke with a single dad who said he's been without pay for about a month. Not many of these people were comfortable speaking on the record, so we're just going to keep it anonymous. But he says that he and his colleagues have been trying to reach out for things like food stamps, cash assistance, and it hasn't worked. They haven't been able to get it. So he says this is going to help out a lot. He has one son. And he says that this will be a big help, not a fix, but he told me that it would extend his pantry.
And the food bank workers, what are they feeling like? What are their spirits?
It's a pretty good atmosphere. Everyone's in good spirits. But again, back to the people that are here in line seeking assistance, I wanted to tell you that many of them, again, while they can't speak on the record, they wanted me to tell the listeners that this is really hitting Indian country hard. Because many of these people, while they serve tribal members, they are tribal members themselves. And several of them told me that, you know, we're supporting two, three, four other families. So, you know, when we lose our income, it affects the other people that we are helping out on the reservation that, you know, aren't as fortunate to have a job here in Phoenix as we are. So it kind of gives you an idea of the wide-ranging impact that this is having on the various communities affected by the government shutdown.
And they're hoping, like a lot of people, that the government shutdown ends very soon.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't seem like a lot of hope for that. It's a bit of a grim sort of gallows humor going on here right now. But, you know, you can hear lots of bags being packed up. Certainly a lot of people in better spirits as they leave. I think we expect about 1,000 people to come through here today.
Wow. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks for the update.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.